Have you ever sat and pondered if what you're doing in life is what God has ordained for you to do? Are you just going through the motions of life because that's what you've always been told to do? Or maybe the call in your life is so great that you think about it all the time. And because you aren't experiencing that deep change and mindset shift, you aren't confident in what to do and how to do it. Well, friend, you're in the right place. If you truly believe the truth of Scripture where it says that God has set you apart from before you were born and that He has given you gifts to use on this earth to glorify Him and bless others with, then you'll be ready to tune in and take notes to start living out that truth. Hi, I'm Andrea, daughter of the King, wife, mama, and your Kingdom Calling coach, and this is the Kingdom Calling Podcast. In this podcast, I will equip you with strategies, scripture, and solutions for you to be able to confidently answer the call in your life and have a solid plan that aligns with God's will for your life. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Let's jump in. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Kingdom Calling Podcast. On today's episode, we're going to talk about imposter syndrome. It's really one of the main reasons that I didn't step into my Kingdom Calling sooner, and I have a feeling it's probably one of yours. I truly hate to think of the mind mess I've dealt with in stepping into my Kingdom Calling. It has been so intense, and I truly believe that it's been the enemy's number one tactic in keeping me silent. Silent on helping others realize their God-given calling. Because you guys, if I start doing that, then others start believing the actual truth of who they are and what they're called to do. They have a clear path, they have a plan, and they step into those kingdom callings. And then because of that obedience, it helps those that need their help. You see what I'm saying here? And then that just goes on and on and on. So if I step into my kingdom calling, I can help you. And if you step into your kingdom calling, because I'm helping you do that, see how the obedience works, then you can help the person who needs you because God has the right person for you. This is the question we all need to be asking ourselves today and every day. Who is waiting on the other side of our obedience? This was the question that haunted me for a long time. And it was really what persuaded me and pushed me to step into this. You see, we are here to grow His kingdom here on earth, to bless others with our gifts. That's why He's given us these gifts, you guys. He wants us to use them to glorify Him and to help others. So let's jump into this. I want to start by talking about what exactly is imposter syndrome. It kind of seems like one of those words that just gets thrown around so often, but it is an actual word and it does have a definition. So, imposter syndrome is a psychological pattern in which an individual doubts their skills, talents, or accomplishments and has a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud. Wow, you guys. I read that and it hits me like a ton of bricks. I literally am like, yep. That is exactly what has kept me many times from doing this. The thoughts that have ran through my head have been fear-based. What will people think of me? What if I can't keep up with the work? What if I don't know what I'm talking about? There are already enough women doing this. Does anyone else hear these lies? I already was out there. I already, you know, spoke to women. Like, I've already done a lot of these things, but those same thoughts continue to haunt me. Always. But you guys, these are all lies. And do you know what all these lies point back to? My identity and self-image. Have you ever thought of that? How we view ourselves is directly correlated with how successful we are in life. And what I mean by this is that your self-image is like your subconscious operating system. It's the operating system that determines everything you say, everything you feel, think, and do. If you have a negative or less than view of yourself, you're more than likely going to perform or show up in life to that standard. Does that make sense? For example, if you feel you are worthless or you don't have value to bring to the table, you're going to probably just settle for something that doesn't really light your soul on fire, and it causes you to be bored, complacent, and longing for that thing. Anybody else there right now? Another example, if you have this view of yourself as someone who is not creative, you will perform at that standard in what you're currently doing in life. But what if I say it like this, okay? Hear me when I say this. you look in the mirror and you see a daughter of the king, carried by his power, covered by his wings, emboldened by being created in his image. Trusting you are fearfully and wonderfully made, there is no flaw in you because he doesn't make mistakes. You trust he goes before you, has given you good gifts. You trust that he has good plans for you to prosper you and give you peace. How does that affect how we show up in life? Friends, do you believe this truth? Do you know this truth? Okay? If I show up to do that thing, okay, whatever that is, your job, your nonprofit, being home with your kids, homeschooling, whatever that thing is, I truly believe that I have what it takes and that he has good plans for me. And I have peace in my decision and joy because I realize I don't have to be the one to do it all alone. I'm going to just kill that thing in a good way because I'm going to perform at an excellent rate that gets good results. It provides profit, it blesses others, and it brings light into this world, right? Because I didn't have to do it by myself. You guys, when we operate in our own power, we are helpless. Okay, we can only go so far when we try to do it on our own. But there is a God who loves us. He has a plan for us. He wants to walk with us. And when we choose to do it with him, oh man, we become unstoppable. We show up ready to step into our kingdom calling. And we take one step in front of the other, guys. That's all it takes. Trusting that we do have what it takes, that he already has it worked out for us, and that it's by his power that we are willing and able to do that thing. The good news is we don't have to strive. And I don't want to strive. Anybody else? We certainly stop believing the lies of the enemy that we are frauds and that we'll be found out. Okay. And then the good news is his kingdom comes here on earth. His will is done. Oh my gosh, you guys, I get so fired up for this. This is what it's all about. It's why I'm doing this, and I won't stop until I see the fruit of all of you from stepping out courageously into your kingdom calling. There's going to be so much more on this in future episodes, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of homework after this, okay? I want to give you something you can do that can actually help you to start believing the truth about who you are, okay? And you guys, this can be a longer process. This doesn't just happen overnight, but I believe when we actively choose to partner with Holy Spirit and believe the truth about us, we will see results, okay? So I want you to write down these scriptures and I want you to read them every day, at least 3 times a day, okay? Write them on a notebook paper, hang them in your bathroom mirror, in your car, wherever you spend the most time. Like I want you to be able to wake up and see these scripture truths every day and read them every day, okay? Start praying them out loud. I want you to truly believe these truths because I can tell you them, okay? I can repeat them to you. I can even sit here and tell you what to do, like what I'm doing right now. But at the end of the day, friends, you have to do the work, okay? That's how this works. You have to make the conscious decision that you don't want to believe these lies anymore, okay? You don't want to be a victim to the imposter syndrome. That is a real thing. Okay, I can truly say that I have suffered with imposter syndrome for far too long. It is not a pleasant place to be in. I do not want it for any of you, okay? The pain of wanting to step into your kingdom calling and walk in alignment with his will for your life has to be so great, okay? So great and painful for you to be willing and able to do the work needed to make the changes, okay? And here's the good news, friends. You simply just have to start, okay? And that's the hardest part in any sort of transformation, right? I think about like, if I want to lose weight, what's the biggest challenge? Just starting, just going to the gym or just doing that first workout, right? Like it's always just the starting, okay? And I think that's a tactic of the enemy too, that we are not going to give him any more power in our lives, you guys. So just start, make that first step and continue to do it. Promise yourself that you're going to keep it up. And I promise you, you will see results, okay? So I want to give you a starting point. Simple, small, consistent steps will lead to greater results, okay? So write these down. And keep in mind, these are just a few, okay? There's so many truths in scripture that are available to us in the Bible, you can even go search for more and add them to your list, friends. That would be awesome if you did that. And I have so many future episodes planned where we will dive into these scriptures so that we can truly live them out. All right, so write down 2 Corinthians 2, 4 through 6. I am going to read these to you, but if it's too fast, you can go look these up in your Bible and then write them out. So 2 Corinthians 2, 4 through 6 says, "Such confidence we have through Christ before God. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." Man, me just saying that already just gets me fired up. Okay, second scripture, Ephesians 3:20. "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us." And lastly, 2 Corinthians 9, 8 through 11. "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed." Wow, what a promise, you guys. I hope that this conversation blessed you today. Truly, I really hope that this strategy is something that you decide to do. Take the first step, and we will keep building off of it, you guys. If this episode blessed you, I would so love for you to take a couple minutes to leave me a review. Or if you feel there is someone in your life that would love this conversation, share this episode with them. I look forward to catching you all back here again. I pray today's episode was a blessing to you, friend. It truly means so much to me that you take the time to tune in. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you listen so that you never miss an episode. One thing that would mean so much to me is if you would leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. Would you just head over there, take 30 seconds, and leave me a review for the show? This is how I know that these episodes are resonating with you, and I love hearing from you and getting to know all of you. Thank you again for tuning in. I love you, friend, and I look forward to hanging out with you here on the next episode.